Lama Osir strikes most anyone who meets him as resplendent, not because of his maroon and gold Tibetan monk's robes, but because of his radiant smile. Osir, a European-born convert to Buddhism, has trained as a Tibetan monk in the Himalayas for more than 3 decades. But today Osir, whose name has been changed here to protect his privacy, is about to take a revolutionary step in the history of the spiritual lineages he has become a part of. He will engage in meditation while having his brain scanned by state-of-the-art brain imaging devices. This was the first experiment with someone at Osir's level of training using sophisticated measures. It can take scientists deeper than they have ever been into charting the specific links between highly disciplined mental strategies and their impact on brain function. And this research agenda has a pragmatic focus, to assess meditation as mind training, a practical answer to the perennial human conundrum of how we can better handle our destructive emotions. While modern science has focused on formulating ingenious chemical compounds to help us overcome toxic emotions, Buddhism offers methods for training the mind, largely through meditation practice. Indeed, Buddhism explicitly explains the training Osir has undergone as an antidote to the mind's vulnerability to toxic emotions. If destructive emotions mark one extreme in human proclivities, this research seeks to map their antipode, the extent to which the brain can be trained to dwell in a constructive range, contentment instead of craving, calm rather than agitation, compassion in place of hatred. One compelling question the research with Osir raises is whether a person can bring about lasting positive changes in brain function that are even more far-reaching than medication in their impact on emotions. And that question in turn raises others. For instance, if in fact people can train their minds to overcome destructive emotions, could practical non-religious aspects of such training be part of every child's education? Or could such training in emotional self-management be offered to adults, whether or not they were spiritual seekers? These very questions had been raised over the course of a remarkable 5-day dialogue held the year before between the Dalai Lama and a small group of scientists and a philosopher of mind at his private quarters in Dharamsala, India. The research with Osir marked one culmination of several lines of scientific inquiry set in motion during the dialogue. There, the Dalai Lama had been a prime mover in inspiring this research. In a real sense, he was an active collaborator in turning the lens of science on the practices of his own spiritual tradition. This program renders my account of the conversations that inspired the Madison research, of the larger questions behind the research, and of the greater implications for us all of this sweeping exploration into how humanity might counter the centrifugal drag of our destructive emotions.